If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Peaks by Mornings, Moose Breezy, intern Joe. Welcome back to the show. Some of us are not a fan of this one thing. Some people live for it. I'm not one of these people, although it's been done to me quite a handful of times.
I think it's like very telling what type of person you are.
Yeah.
If you're into this or if you're not. Like, obviously, very type A people are like, I can't, like, I need full control. I need to know exactly what's going on.
I think type A people just are big planners. So when they're caught off guard, especially with a party, it's like, I would have dressed better for this event if I knew it was coming.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I would have worn different shoes.
It depends on who's throwing it, right? Because they need to think about all avenues of your outfit, how you're going to appear. If you show up in a grout fit to your surprise party, you best believe I have an outfit packed for you ready to go.
If you can change into. Go back. If you show up, what?
In a grout fit.
What is that?
It's a gray outfit.
A full gray outfit.
What's wrong with that?
You're just in a gray sweatsuit. It's not great. it's not fashionable whatsoever. Pretty lazy.
It's not what you want to wear to a surprise party.
No.
Like like gray sweatpants and like a gray
and a gray
hoodie.
Crew neck.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Don't want you in the grout fit.
I feel like I can rock that. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I can rock it.
I don't think anybody can. It's giving prison life. But the reason that I'm bringing this up is because I love a surprise party. I love being caught off guard. I love knowing that. Because when it comes to having somebody throw something for me, it's a sign of love. It's a sign of endearment. It's a sign of thoughtfulness. You thought of me. You went through all of these hoops and lengths to plan this massive, huge party and got everybody they love together. Like, okay, tell me you're obsessed with me without telling me you're obsessed with me.
Oh my God.
But there are some people in this world that don't feel that way and get genuinely like really pissed off.
Yeah, they warn people. If you throw me a surprise party and you catch me off guard, I'm leaving. Which also is super selfish. Somebody went through the trouble, but they warned you. They did warn you.
Very selfish.
It gives ungrateful.
Very ungrateful. So over the weekend, I went to a surprise party for my friend. She turned 30. It was great.
Dirty 30.
People were flying in from Texas and Boston and Connecticut. And it was like this whole shebang, like surprise after surprise after surprise. And it was fun. Like, we had a blast. And then I have my girlfriend's mom texting me. And she's like, we need to plan something for Patrice's 30th because my girlfriend's turning 30.
Oh, that's nice of you to share this live on the air.
In a month. Okay, go ahead. No, well, I mean, it was all came to a screeching halt last night.
Oh, what'd she say?
Because she caught wind of it or saw something on my phone and was like, if you do this, like, we are going to be in a fight.
Why doesn't she want a surprise
party? I'm like,
oh
my God, like, this is drama. Like, me trying to show you how much I love you. She's like, no.
Wait, first of all, why did she know about it? Why was this brought to her attention?
I think she saw my phone, me texting her mom. and like went through my text messages.
Okay, well, you still have to do it regardless whether she gets pissed or not.
So now the thing is, it's not a surprise party anymore.
It's not a surprise party.
You've been warned.
She doesn't want it. No, right. She doesn't want it. She doesn't. She's like, I'll tell you exactly what I want. Proceeds to tell me exactly what she wants. But it's like, I don't know. I mean, I honestly, I get it. I get where she's coming from. And I do think that if you're the one throwing the surprise party and this person is adamantly saying they don't want one, it is selfish on your part to go through with it.
See, I don't know why this would be a huge surprise on your part, because you love the attention. You would love a surprise party. You just made mention of that. All the people you've ever dated are the opposite of you, because mm-hmm. you would never date somebody who gets more attention than you do.
No.
That would be the end of the relationship.
No,
you would never do it.
We wouldn't even start. So
I'm not even joking, Joe. She wouldn't date somebody because they had more Instagram followers than her.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Sheesh.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First time I ever had a surprise party thrown for me, it was my 16th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in high school, and my mom tells me, hey, your dad's bringing you to the mall at Grease Ridge to go pick out the new Matchbox 20 CD. I'm like, sick.
Like, best day of my life, obviously.
We're going to FYE in the mall. Meanwhile, all my friends come over, okay, and they throw a black light party. Well, back then, self-tanner was a really big thing, because I used to go to Bed Bath and whatever, Bath and Body Works. Well, I used to put the self-tanner on, but I went downstairs in the basement. They yelled surprise. They took a bunch of Polaroid pictures, and when they got developed, it's just me, and you can see my teeth, but I'm covered in blotches from this self-tanner. Covered in blotches.
Oh, wow, that black light really didn't do you any favors, did it?
It did not at all.
Me no favors.
Another thing about the surprises is, like, if you're going to do it, you need to commit and follow through. You know how pissed off I was? It was...
Yeah, I know.
It was... I'll tell Joe. It was, like, 2 years ago... I had an ex-girlfriend who half-assed a surprise for me, was going on a trip during my birthday, and then was like supposed to be on a plane, and I checked her location, and she wasn't on said plane.
The whole thing was terrible. I mean, she ruined it.
She ruined the
whole thing. If you're going to do it, commit to the bit.
Exactly.
All right, we have a call coming in right now from Breezy's girlfriend. Let me pick her up real quick.
Patrice.
Breezy's girlfriend, everyone. All right, so you don't want a surprise party thrown for you?
Not at all.
All right, but if they were to do one, you would have to pretend to be excited, right?
I probably wouldn't pretend. That's why I don't want one, because I'm not going to be excited, and I'm not good at faking that.
Yeah, but let me ask you something.
Why are you so angry?
I'm not angry. I just don't want one.
If everyone's going out of their way to surprise you or just be there for your birthday, do you not want one because you don't like the attention and it's uncomfortable, or there's going to be people there you don't like? Which one is it?
Oh, I just don't want the attention. Like, it's just another day. I'm just it's another year. It's not that deep.
Oh, my God. Who is that?
I get it.
The opposite of Breezy.
It's crazy.
The opposite. So what are you going to do for Breezy's birthday in 3 weeks?
She's not even going to be here.
You're not even going to be?
I don't know. I've asked her like 20 times. She's like, I don't know. I'm only turning 31. I'm like, well, you make a big deal out of it. And so I don't know. I'm just showing up, I guess.
Yeah, 31 could be a big deal considering you never know when it's your last day.
Oh, my
you know
God.
What I mean? I'm just saying.
This is very true.
Something tragic could happen at any time. Yeah, you should absolutely you should celebrate every day. Every day is a celebration.
You're right. You're right.
So also, get to planning, Patrice.
I want to point it out there. I didn't know this was a thing until Breezy yesterday at dinner was like, so your mom called me about your birthday and she wants to do something.
That's not the story she gave us.
She pulled the bead. Okay. I didn't do anything. And I said, I don't want a surprise party.
You're a liar.
No.
Oh, she saw me texting her mom.
We went. No.
You told me.
But we went
so then
to.
So then, yes, I took the phone and saw the messages. But you had already told me.
We went to the surprise party on Saturday, and she's like, "If anyone ever does this for me, I'm walking out. I'm storming out. I'm leaving." I'm like, "Okay." And her mom's like, "Surprise party planning?" I'm like, "It sounds like Patrice would storm out." So.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
don't ever do that.
I would love a surprise party.
Me too.
I would love one.
That's fine, I guess.
Well, we could throw one for you.
Well, yeah, let's say listen, guys, I'm a simple man, Patrice. You take me to Panera Bread for lunch and then surprise me at night. I don't know. We can go anywhere.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
You guys planning something?
All right.
All right.
On air?
Well, happy birthday in advance in case we forget, okay?
Thanks so much.
See ya.
That's the thing. If we did forget, she'd be pissed too. So it's what are we doing here? Which I have done in the past. So. Not with her, other people.
Speaking of Panera Bread, do you think a woman would be turned off if I ordered the...
You picked two?
Chicken Bacon Ranch Panini.
For what?
Turned off that sounds good.
It is good.
It just sounds like a good lunch.
Because I ordered that one time in front of a woman and she was turned off. I was like, it's
that
delicious
sounds like
sandwich.
She's got personal problems.
Speaking of Patrice, it's crazy.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.